What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Brittany the Host podcast. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. If you guys are new, welcome. This podcast is just a podcast where we just talk about what's going on day to day. One thing I can say that I always say about my podcast is, don't be sheep. Think for yourself, no matter what I say or anybody else says. It's super important that I always preach to you all, and not even preach, that's like a bad word, but that's what I'm doing, that you guys think for yourselves. You don't put anybody on a pedestal, not me, not, anybody. The only person that should be on a pedestal, or only being that should be on a pedestal, is God. You feel me? Like, nobody else in your world, and maybe your significant other, but no other being, no matter how famous, rich, or anything, should be on a pedestal but God. And I'm going to just give a disclaimer. I'm going to pass a little judgment on this podcast, on this one. You know, I give a little bit, and I'm not saying that I'm holier than thou. I've made my mistakes. I am not a perfect person. I'm still not perfect. I am a work in progress. And so I understand that so is everybody else. But there comes a time where people really, I don't want to say, exposed is the wrong word. What word do I want to, where you just really see how people operate and they move. Now, there is a gentleman by the, well, I could take that back. There is a man by the name of Derek Jacks, who is a quote unquote, like, motivational speaker for women, who often preaches about how women shouldn't settle for less. He calls men out left and right for being cheaters. Everybody from like Charlamagne to Little Duval to Sweetie and Quavo, like the whole nine, right? Well, he's recently been caught in a scandal where his side woman, or the woman that he was, one of the women that he was having relationships with outside of his marriage, came forward and exposed him, right? Came in and exposed him. And so, now mind you, he's been preaching this stuff for years. I actually used to follow him years ago, and then I just stopped following him for some reason. I don't remember why, but the side girl came out and exposed him, and he then proceeds to, I guess, rectify his, I don't even think he wants to rectify his marriage. Personally, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. I don't know what kind of conversations they've had. But he comes to on the internet with his wife for the first time. I've known of him for years, and have at one point followed him for years, and I have never seen a photo of him and his wife. I think there may have been one on the cover of one of his books that I saw, like them in their, not cap and gown, and their wedding clothes. But that was the first time I had ever seen her. Now, I won't speak on the young lady's appearance, because I often get on the camera, you know, regular, degular, schmegular. But that was interesting to me that you wanted to make a public statement and put your wife in the forefront for the first time, and you didn't get your queen together. That was something that kind of bothered me. I thought she had a bonnet on. She didn't. That's not even the point. I know I'm talking about her appearance, and that's hella shallow, but that did kind of throw me off a little bit. But it was the, it was the apology. It was the talking in the third person for me. It was giving me, like Charlamagne said, narcissist vibes, 110%. And that wasn't really, I was a little disturbed. Like, I wasn't buying it. But what disturbed me was when I went to watch his wife's, like, she went on live, or she made a video by herself. If you YouTube Derek Jack's wife, Jackson's wife, his name is J-A-X-N, or I don't know why he, Jackson, okay. His wife. And she was giving her spiel on why she stayed with him. Now, I will never tell a person to leave their husband, right? Never. However, I do feel like sometimes in the Christian community, instead of placing blame where blame is due, i.e. a person, and I'm going to speak in general here at this point. Like, I'm not even really even talking about her per se. But sometimes in the Christian community, we focus so much on the devil, the enemy, and all of these little things instead of taking personal accountability for a choice that somebody made, right? I don't know about y'all. Yes, I'm quote unquote saved. Yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I'm a Christian, but I also believe in other things. So for some people, they wouldn't probably consider me a Christian because of some of the things that I believe. But blanketly, that's what I go by. Hey, this is an open podcast. Whatever you believe, it's open. But hear me out. In my 32 years of life, right, I've been presented with good decisions and bad decisions. They have always been my choice, good, bad, indifferent, either I regretted them or whatever. They have always been my conscious choice, most of them. I could give maybe one or two where I wasn't in my right mind, but most of the decisions that I've made have been very self-aware, where I sat there, thought about it, and made a decision. Never in a million years has a devil or a spirit entered my body and made me do anything. And if that's the excuse that we're going to use in our community when we do fucked up behavior or when we do wrong or when we mess up or when we do bad things, is we're going to blame spirit, the devil, the enemy. You know what I mean? Then you need a resurrection. If that's the case, if there's an enemy in you so bad, right, that wants to destroy your life so bad to where you do everything else right in your life, right? You pay your bills, you come home at night, you go on vacation, you post videos every single day from your car. We do all of these great things. We bring in great money. But the minute we cheat or the minute we fall short of the glory, whatever we do, right, that's not really within our character, and myself included. So I'm not saying I'm holier than thou. I make mistakes all the time. I don't do right 24/7. I'm just keeping it a buck. I am no better than anybody I'm talking about. But there is a real problem with some people taking personal accountability. Sis, your husband cheated. He made the conscious decision to, and I'm talking to his wife now. Sis, if you're listening, this is for you. And this is for any woman too, especially our spiritual sisters who feel like it's your job to stay and help fix somebody. Again, I'm never going to tell nobody to leave their husband. But at the same time, the Bible does give you an out. If we want to keep it spiritual and we want to keep you biblical, we want to keep it biblical, right? You technically, you can't leave if you're a Christian. If a man beats you, robs you, nothing. God gives you two outs according to the Bible. Believe what you want. This is in the Bible. Two outs. Death or adultery. Sis, the door is open. You can caw-caw and leave if you want to at that point. And God won't turn a cheek from what I read. If we want to believe everything is true in the word, boom, there's your out. So I don't like it when we use this instance, it's different for everybody. So I'm not going to, this is a very blanket, very general, very judgmental statement. I'm going to keep it real. He who cast the first stone, I'm casting the stones and they're going to come back at me. I already know that's life. You know, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. Perfect. I hate when people say perfect. Perfect. I make mistakes all the time. But I don't like when people don't hold themselves personally accountable and they make excuses for their actions and they want to blame it on a devil or they want to blame it on some sort of enemy. Right? Yes, we all have internal battles. Yes, we all have things that we're dealing with and fighting against. But I feel like that's a big problem, especially in the community of Christianity, is we always want to sit there and blame an outside source for the shit that we do. Call a spade, you fucked up. You called the women, you was out there flirting, you was probably all about, I'm just making a general statement here. But cheating, just especially multiple times, he even said this out of his mouth. That wasn't the first time. You know, having sex wasn't the first step. These are his words. Y'all go back and look his stuff up if you guys really care that much. You know, so when we do things, we have to take personal accountability. And we have to hold our partners personally accountable for the fucked up stuff they do too in a relationship. You know, it is not your job, women, to sit there and help fix a cheater. And I will tell you, from my knowledge of talking to my homeboys and hearing other men say this, when you take men back a little too soon, too early, he's gonna do it again. Men really have to go through some shit. Men really have to feel some pain. Men really have to heal themselves without you. Sometimes the best way to help him heal is removing yourself from the fucking situation and letting him get his shit together. Then over time, and again, she said she did all this, so I don't know her journey. I don't know what God placed in your heart. If he told you to stay, sis, cool, that's between you and G-Man upstairs. But I'm speaking to all my other fam and all my women on here and some of my men. It is not your job to sit and fix men. That is an internal battle. If he's really battling and you do have really demons and all that, you ain't God, you ain't Jesus. You can pray, but sometimes the best thing you can do is remove yourself from the situation and let him work on himself. You know, and again, I've never been married, so I'm not telling a married woman, you know, what God has placed on her heart or what she feels like she needs to go through stuff with. But also, you do have every right to leave if that's what you feel is right for you. If you've been cheated on multiple times, because I guarantee, and I say this all the damn time, and this is why I don't believe in double standards in relationships. This is why I don't believe in, well, I'm a man, so I can do this, and you're a woman, so, or a man can have a million kids a year, and a woman can only have one per 9 months. Bullshit. I don't believe none of that. Because I bet you, if Little Miss Bonnet would have went out and slipped up and slept with somebody else because she was pissed at her husband, oh, Derek would be out. Most narcissists, gaslighting ass niggas, as soon as you do what they do to you, they are out and you're everything but a child of God. You're a hoe, you're a whore, you're a slut. That's why he did everything he did. He knew he couldn't trust you. All of this stuff. They will go down the fucking list, ladies. I'm just keeping it a buck. I'm keeping it 100% real. Have a conversation with a man. Men can't take what women can take. And the fact that this nigga went out here, excuse me, I need to stop saying that. The fact that this man went out here and cheated on his wife multiple times, he said women, y'all, not a woman. Now, he didn't just have one affair. He didn't just have a side relationship. You know what? Sometimes the side relationship, honestly, maybe that can be forgiven. Depending on the situation, depending on what was going on, maybe. But you was out here with multiple women and you're a public figure. So you really embarrass me? Oh, and mind you, according to the story and according to the Breakfast Club, he took old girl back to his family's house. Now, I'm not a rocket scientist or nothing, but in my mind, that could also mean that they knocked boots in the bed that he sleeps with his wife in. That's fucking unexcusable. I don't care. That is unexcusable. If that were to be true, allegedly, you know, we got to throw that out there. Now that I'm talking about people's lives and a business, allegedly, that's what happened. Actually, no, that's what he even admitted, that he did all that stuff. So it ain't alleged. He confirmed those facts. Okay. But I just want women to take this as a learning lesson somehow. I always try to take everybody's experiences and situations. Like, you don't have to experience everything in life. Like, don't think that everything you have to experience for yourself. Sometimes you can watch other people and what they go through and how they deal with it. And you can say, shoot, I'm never going to go through that. Or if I did go through that, I'd do it a little differently. Or, oh, I'd do that. You know, and everybody has their own walk. So I know I'm being harsh on this podcast. At the end of the day, I really don't care. I don't know these people. I just want you guys to understand that you don't have to tolerate that shit. And don't allow a man to blame God or spirit or devil on yourself. Like, one of the things I think that's starting to be one of my biggest pet peeves, and me and my homegirl Dierra kind of debate about this a little bit. One of the biggest excuses I hate is everything happens for a reason. I freaking hate that excuse. And the reason why I hate that excuse, not that I don't believe that certain things do happen for a reason, but I feel like when people like to like lean on that instead of taking personal accountability and say, I jacked up, I messed up, I made a mistake, or, ooh, I shouldn't have done that. Because nobody wants to feel regret, right? Nobody wants to sit in that. That's why a lot of people say, oh, I regret nothing. I get it. You know, if you didn't do what you did, you know, if you didn't do what you did, then you wouldn't be the person that you are. So I get that angle of it. That's being an optimist. But to say that you never regret anything, any decision that you make, not the time that you've hurt somebody's feelings, not the time that you may have stole some quarters out of your grandmother's piggy bank. I did that when I was a kid and she taught me about stealing. You know, because I didn't think it was stealing. I was like, I'm just borrowing. Or I'm just, you know, I thought because she was my grandma, I could just have them. And she was like, no, that's stealing. You did not ask. You know, so hurting my little sister's feelings, I regret that. I regret being freaking left at a hotel. I wasn't even about to tell my business. There are so many things that I regret in my life. Now, are they huge things? Of course not, right? Of course, I don't have huge regrets that would have changed or altered my life. But there are things that I wish I just wouldn't have done. And that's okay. I feel like people don't want to sit in that reflective stage of their bad behavior or maybe their wrong decisions to learn from them and move on. So they make the excuse, well, everything happens for a reason. Or when you don't do something, right? If you slack on your goals, or you do cheat, or you get cheated on, or, you know, a plethora of outcomes that did not work in your favor. Not saying that you shouldn't find the silver lining in the message or learn from the situation, but people love to fall on the everything happens for a reason. And it absolutely chaps my ass because no, it happened. Yeah, well, technically it does happen for a reason, right? It happened because you did thing. It's law, you know, cause and effect. It's science, you know, one thing strikes a series of outcomes. It's a butterfly effect. So technically, it does happen for a reason, but the reason is because of the choices that we make. Now, I'm not saying that I am not opposed to divine, you know, intervention, divine timing, God's plan for your life, but he gives us free will. You know, one little decision can throw off, you know, can either make your life better or make it worse. You know, and again, I'm not holier than thou. I've been graced by a lot of things that people don't know publicly or that I've never got exposed to and stuff like that. And I'm not saying I'm, you know, anything crazy or anything like that, but I've made my mistakes. I've said out of pocket things before. Luckily, I have y'all. But I'm not a super famous person. Some of the things I probably said, even on this podcast, would have probably had me canceled. You know, I know that. So I'm not sitting here and saying that I don't understand mistakes and I don't understand that. But it really bothers me when people use excuses for their shitty behavior or when they do make a mistake. You know, one thing I would have loved to hear or where I love to hear is, Own up to your shit. I fucked up. I didn't do right. I messed up. That's it. Like, ain't no devil. Ain't no the demons and all of that. If it's really that deep, you need to find a church. You need to get an exorcism. If you really are battling that deeply. And I want to preference this by saying that I'm not talking about depression. I'm not talking about addiction. I'm not talking about any of the sort where that can genuinely be something that somebody's battling with mentally. That's a difference. This man was making choices. A lot of us make choices. You know, addiction is a sickness. It's an illness. Now, some people do say that spirit or demon, whatever. Cool. You can heal that. If it's that deep where you're marking it an illness or you've been diagnosed, we can work on that. We can go get that fixed. We can go see some doctors. We can get on Medicaid. Whatever you have to do in order to help with that part of your life, that's one thing. But then we have decisions and we have choices. And I do not like when people sit online and bash other people for years about their behavior and then turn around and do the exact same thing. And then instead of owning up to your shit, yeah, you admitted that you did it. But then it's the devil. Or it's the enemy. You know what I mean? But ladies, you don't have to tolerate any of it. I mean, if you choose to stay and work it out with somebody, teach their own. That is your choice. I'm not bashing any women who decide that they want to stay and fight it out or work it out with their men. That's not what I'm saying. Because every situation is different. Mm-hmm. Everybody isn't a narcissist. Everybody isn't a serial cheater. Some people just make mistakes, and that's understandable, and that can be forgave. But when you use me as a human shield to protect your brand because you don't want to lose business, get the freak out of here, bro. Like, absolutely fucking not. That bothered me. Because in all of the years that I've seen this man online, you have not seen one dang picture of this woman. And the day you get caught cheating, you want to come and hold her hand online and talk about how you've told her all the things that you've done and everything is out in the open. Why aren't you apologizing to all the men that you bashed and that you were making yourself seem holier than thou, you know, in front of? Why didn't you apologize to your wife publicly and really feel like you meant that shit? Like, why do you care so much about your audience to the point that you... It was just disgusting to me. Like, I hate to use that word. I feel like such a valley girl. So disgusting. But it just really was not giving what it needed to be gave. And I can't believe he still has as many followers as he has. And again, I'm not saying cancel this man or any of the sort. Like, you do what is best for you all. And if you want to follow whoever you want to follow, cool. But that's why I always tell you guys, take what everybody says, including myself, with a grain of salt. Because at the end of the day, it's all our own opinions. You have to form your own. I'm just here using my gifts. But when I was listening to her video, again, you can find it on YouTube, it really bothered me to my core because she was blaming everything spiritual except for her husband's issues. And I just felt like there was something missing for me. You know, it was something very blinding for me. Like, don't allow religion to make you stay in some jacked up stuff that you don't deserve. Like I said before, the Bible gives you a couple outs. Only two. Death and adultery. So you can make the best decision that you want to make with that. If you're a sis out there listening, there are your keys. If you want to know which car to drive. And again, it's totally up to you. I will never tell a woman to leave her husband. However, God does give you an out. And I feel like I rather be a single woman who is leaving blissfully at peace than with a cheating ass narcissist any damn day. And that's another thing, is like, don't allow the perception of a relationship, your need to want to be in a relationship, or the idea of a relationship keep you trapped in something that's not healthy for you. That's not anything. Because I don't care what she says, he ain't have to tell her nothing. If she's a... Now, me and my homegirls talk about this, right? Where me and Dee were talking about this, and I agree to a certain extent. Women's intuition is a motherfucker. Women's intuition is like a dang siren in your gut, right? Men, if you're listening, you don't even have to necessarily do anything, but we can always tell that when you're off. We can always tell when you switch up your routine. We can always tell when you smell different. We can always tell when your mood changes. We're very hyper aware with our partners, right? I was watching a video of Kadeen and DeVal, and he did this little thing where he was like, watch how mad she gets when I don't touch her booty when I walk by her. And she just picked up on all his little cues, and it was something so subtle, but she was like, what's wrong with you? Like, women, we can always sense when something is awry. So I personally feel like she knew. Because she was a little too calm. Like, she looked a little too cried out. She looked a little too like, been there, done that. This ain't nothing new. You know, most women do know, right? I do believe that she knew. But there are some people that are very naive, and they will dismiss their own intuition to appease someone else, or they just believe their partner because they love them that much. But God, get like, there's no way that he sends me all these signs and he don't send y'all no signs. That's like, when anytime I've dealt, y'all, anytime that I've caught anybody in some BS, right? God has always sent me signs. I told y'all about the cell phone, right? Let me break this down on how God will send you signs. You just have to be aware and listen to your intuition. So I talked about this a few times on my podcast, but this is such a good story because it's so true. It's so true. It really happened. And this is how I can prove God will show you if you want him to. So I was dating this guy. We were dating, seeing each other, hanging out, you know. And I was at his house. This was when I lived in New York. I really liked this guy. He was super cute. Really liked him or whatever. So we're at his house. And mind you, I'm not a woman who goes through phones. I did a long time ago when phones used to flip. That's how long ago it's been since I've really like gone through a phone. Flip phones. When they were still popular. That's how long ago that was. So I don't go through phones. I really don't. Especially when we're dating. And got no. Only time I probably would go through a phone is when if we were together and I felt like there may be something you need to check out. Like I would have to have like a real gut feeling for me to want to hack or get into anybody's phone. So I'm chilling on his bed, and mind you, he has his phone on the charger. And the phone is faced up, and I promise to God, right hand to the man. Something in me said, look down. I promise y'all, I don't know what it was, where it came from. It was very, 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 very clear. Probably one of the most clear signs I think I've ever had in my life, right? It said, look down. I looked down, and on the phone it said, I love you too. What? Y'all, I was crushed. Now, mind you, if you guys didn't pick up this context clue, in order for somebody to say, I love you too, that means that motherfucker said I loved you first while you was with me. So I say all that to say, y'all, use your intuition. Use it. Okay? Because it will never steer you wrong. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys got something out of this podcast. Y'all, it's very lighthearted. I know I was going in, but I just, that whole video blaming God or blaming the devil and all of that was just got under my skin, and I had to talk about it. So